The murders were particularly brutal. They had been struck with a rifle butt, and when the rifle butt actually broke, they were hit with a blacksmith's hammer.
That's awful. And it actually says on the display here that at the time, this crime was described as the most horrific in the history of the state of Victoria. So they obviously garnered a lot of attention just by the brutal bloodiness of the murder.
Absolutely, yes. It was a shocking murder at the time. It still would be nowadays.
So what do we know of why someone would want to kill Richard and Catherine Clements?
Definitely robbery was the motive, because as well as being the storekeeper, he was the local gold buyer, so he would have had money in the house.
What do we know about who did it?
Well, a local chap, George Eric Gordon, was actually tried for the murder and convicted. There were several points which seemed to point to him being the perpetrator. This was a case where fingerprinting, which was a relatively new science, was actually introduced.
So this was in 1928 and they were using fingerprints?
Yes. In some of the newspaper reports, they were described as not very reliable, and because it was such a new science, but his fingerprint was actually found on a chest of drawers in the bedroom of the murdered couple, and there didn't seem to be any other explanation for that. The other point against him, he was in debt at the time. He'd actually received a solicitor's letter demanding payment, which he was unable to do, and yet within the days following the murder case, he paid all his debts in full. He bought his girlfriend a 22-pound diamond ring, and he put a 10-pound deposit on a truck, which in those days, that was an enormous amount of money.
That's a way to draw attention to yourself after someone's been robbed and murdered in the local district, to go spending large. It doesn't seem like the smartest thing to do.
No, it does not.
And he made an admission, did he?
No, he didn't. No, he denied all knowledge of it right through. He never admitted to the crime at all. He was actually tried twice and found guilty twice. He was sentenced to death, but that was commuted to life in prison. He was released after 20 years, but there's no record of where he went after that.
And would there be families in this district, descendants of the Clements family and the Gordon family, still living in, you know, I guess, Bullamwell or just Gippsland district?
Yes, as far as we know, yes. We've actually had people who say that the wrong man was tried and that he wasn't guilty, but what they base that on, we really don't know, because looking at the evidence, it seems to point to him.
And in such a small township, how big would Bullamwell have been back in 1928? There's a photograph of it here, and it looks just like a smattering of houses, really.
Yes, very small community at the time.
You've also got a photograph, a fantastic photograph, of the general store that was owned by the Clementses, and it's quite, I guess, a pretty basic, rustic kind of building, not a great deal of security, you'd imagine.
No, none at all. But it's a terrific photo because if you look closely, you can actually see their name on the store.
And you can see a sign that sort of says gold buyer on one half of the building.
Yes.
And the other half says baker, butcher, and general store and something else. So, yeah, that's a great piece of history to have. But as well as that, you mentioned that this was a really brutal murder, because as well as being struck with the rifle, they were also attacked with a blacksmith's hammer. And just to illustrate how brutal it was, you have a blacksmith's hammer on display here.
Yes, we have. And as you can see, it's a very nasty weapon. It's particularly heavy and a lot larger than a normal hammer.